Shalom, my name is Rabbi Arnie Singer, and welcome to the Jewish Wisdom Podcast, where I share authentic Jewish teachings, insights, and advice from the Bible, Talmud, and Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism. In this episode, I'm going to talk about an idea in this week's Torah portion, which is Truma, and it's in the book of Shemot, Exodus. Now, the Torah portion, the Parsha, talks primarily about the building of the tabernacle, the Mishkan, and specifically about some of the primary utensils in the Mishkan, including the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron, the Shulchan, which was the table, and the menorah. But I'm not really going to discuss the details about these utensils or the tabernacle. I'm going to discuss an idea, a very deep idea in Jewish mysticism revolving around divine providence. Now, Jewish mysticism, the Kabbalah, teaches that divine providence, or you might say a miracle, can occur in two ways. One way is that the miracle emanates from above without any activity coming from below, from man. An example of this is the miracle of the splitting of the sea. According to the Talmud, the Jewish people didn't even really deserve the miracle. In fact, according to the Talmud, they were hardly any holier than their Egyptian oppressors. In fact, the Talmud even says that just as the Egyptians worshipped idols, the Jews did also in Egypt. But God performed the miracle without any compelling reason from below, so to speak. The Jewish people did not deserve it. They didn't instigate the miracle. The other way for divine providence to take effect is to, so to speak, be pulled down from below. And this is when man does an action to deserve, or so to speak, to instigate the divine providence, the miracle. An example of this is the miracle of Hanukkah. The Jews formed an army and fought the Greeks, and only then did God miraculously give them victory and freedom, and then, of course, perform the miracle that we all celebrate of the oil burning for 8 days. But it was only after the Jews took the first action, they instigated, so to speak, the miracle. So the miracle was pulled down, the divine providence was pulled down by man starting the process of salvation. The modern state of Israel might also be considered another example of this idea, where the Jewish people have started the process of salvation and redemption, and by so doing so, have, so to speak, instigated the divine providence, the miracles that we see in the state of Israel on a daily basis. Now, back to our story. The revelation at Mount Sinai, which we just read about in last week's Torah portion of Yitro, was clearly an example of the first type of divine providence, whereas God revealed himself and the Torah to the Jewish people without any prodding from them. The Jews didn't do anything specifically to deserve that revelation. All they did was show up, really, and accept the word of God and the revelation of God. The Mishkan, the tabernacle, however, is an example of the second type of divine providence. You see, by building the Mishkan and worshiping in it, the Jews actively attempt to connect to the divine and to bring the divine presence up to dwell among the nation. The Mishkan is obviously not a place for God to dwell in, because God is omnipresent. He has no body, doesn't dwell in a physical location. However, God's divine presence does, so to speak, dwell in a place that is worthy of accepting it. And the Mishkan was a vehicle that the Jewish people created, according to the instructions of God, to, so to speak, pull down the divine, to create a place where the divine presence could dwell within each and every human being, each and every soul. Now, the Talmud calls the synagogue a mikdash me'at, or a small sanctuary. Just as that Mishkan, the tabernacle, and later the Holy Temple, the Beit HaMikdash in Jerusalem, was a vehicle for the Jews to pull down, so to speak, the divine presence, so too, every synagogue, and I would even say every house of worship in all religions that believe in the one God, become a vehicle to do the same, to bring down the divine presence to man. The synagogue, or the house of worship, is not the physical place where God dwells, because God dwells everywhere. Or, as the Rebbe of Kutsk famously said, God dwells wherever man lets him in. Rather, the synagogue is the most opportune place for Jews to connect to God through prayer. A house of worship is the opportune place for man to connect with God, to bring down the divine presence of the Almighty. Through our prayers, we draw down the divine presence to dwell among us. Each and every one of us has the ability, the power really, to create our own Mishkan, our own tabernacle within ourselves, to create the environment to, so to speak, pull down the divine presence to dwell amongst us, to dwell in our souls. It's a very high concept, a very deep concept, and I believe it is the lesson of the building of the Mishkan. Thank you for listening, and if you'd like some more ideas, I actually wrote a book a few years ago. It's called Deep Waters by Rabbi Arnie Singer, and you can find it on Amazon.com, and you'll find this teaching as well as many, many other teachings on all of the weekly Torah portions and the Jewish holidays. So thanks for listening, and I look forward to studying with you again in the next episode.